Your voice is one of the biggest ways that people are able to connect with you in the online space.
Welcome to Unjaded. This is your straight talk, shoot from the hip, wrapped in a little bit of love, Human Design for Business podcast. We talk a lot here about clarifying your message so that you can bring in paying clients with ease. And ease is different from easy. Stick around to find out how we roll here. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. I am a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator, light on the emotional, and I'm a quad right in human design. In real speak, I am an entrepreneur of 30 plus years. I've had every kind of business there is, and I always say that business is my love language. I can't wait to dive in with you here on the podcast.
I work with a voice coach, Tracy Goodwin, who is amazing. And she always says that your voice is the window to your soul. Today, we're going to be talking about you starting that podcast that you've been thinking about, because I know you've been thinking about it. Yesterday, I offered a call, a bonus call inside of the Content by Design core cohort that we're working in now on how to launch your podcast. And we're going to go over today on this episode the fears that come up for you around starting your podcast, the reasons that you hold yourself back, and how to actually create a podcast that honors your human design and works with your energy, connecting with the people you're here to connect with. So I'm going to read you a list of fears that hold people back from starting a podcast. The number one fear, of course, is I'm going to run out of things to say. How am I going to come up with content for the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years when I can't even come up with an idea for an Instagram post? That's a real thing, but it doesn't have to be a real thing. Because of course, leaning into your human design strategy is the very best thing that you can do to create content that is going to connect with your audience. For me, as a manifesting generator, when I'm in response and I create something then, those episodes, those posts, those emails are gold. That's what brings my people to me. When you're a projector and you feel recognized, or you feel invited, or you trust that the people who are listening to your podcast or reading along on your blog actually have invited you to share, your content becomes magical. When you're a manifester and you step into the fact that you are here to have an impact, you get things started. You are here to move something forward. And when you start to honor that divine creative flow that you have, you are unstoppable in your podcast. And when you're a reflector and you're able to simply lean in and sample the auras of the people that you're with and reflect back to them what you're seeing, that's the stuff that people will hang on for. Some of the other fears that came up were, well, this one's very fixable. I'm just going to tell you. I'm not going to have the right equipment. You don't need a lot of equipment to run a podcast. That's one of the reasons that I love it so much. The tech is super simple. You need a microphone and a set of headphones, and you're good to go. Obviously, a laptop or a phone, something that you're recording on, but it's not something that you need all of these bells and whistles and what is that called, a leaderboard or something like that. You don't need all that stuff. It's a simple setup that will work. And I'd love for you to remember that your podcast is always going to be evolving, just like your business and your message is always evolving. You're going to lean in more and more over time. You're going to get to know your audience, your listeners, your community. They're going to get to know you. And you're going to adapt your content and your episodes to what your people need at that time. Nothing in business is stagnant. In human design, we say that all business is third line. And what that simply means is that you're going to be bumping around with your business. And your business is going to be bumping you back. And you're going to figure it out as you go. That's what entrepreneurship is. And podcasting is no different. Some of the other fears that came up. Who cares what I have to say? Do you ever feel like that? Like nobody cares what you have to say? I would love to remind you that you are someone's Oprah. Someone is watching you and thinking, my God, how does she do that? If only I were that brave. That's amazing to me. You are someone's Oprah. So get the hell out there and get in front of it already. people don't follow weak people. People don't follow people who don't have a voice. People don't follow people who aren't willing to get their hands dirty and be in the muck of it. You have something to say. You have work to do here on the planet. And your podcast is one of the best tools that you have to get that work out and actually serve the people that you came here to serve. Another thing that came up was consistency. I don't really want to have a weekly episode. I don't want to get myself tied down to something. So part of me wants to say, well, welcome to the real life of having a business. People need to know that they can rely on you to be there when you say you're going to be there. That doesn't mean you have to have a daily podcast episode. Doesn't mean you have to have a 4-hour Tim Ferriss style podcast episode. Doesn't mean that you have to have a weekly episode if that's not what's on your heart. Share the schedule of when your episodes will be released and then go for it from there. For me, I prefer to batch content. I can crank out 4, 5, 6 episodes in a sitting when I'm in response. Or maybe I can crank out one episode like this one that I'm recording today when I'm in response. But I always have some ahead. I'm not thinking about it every week. What am I going to say this week? Because I've followed my human design all the way through to have that schedule ahead for me. So this is something that we talked about a lot on the call. We talk about it in Content by Design in general, is how can you use your human design to show up in your content? So in podcasting specifically, I want you to look at the definition of your throat center. If you don't know what that is, you can stop this episode right now and download your chart on my website. It's vickidixon.com, and that will show you how your throat is defined. So the third shape down from the top is going to be colored in brown if it is defined, and it's going to be white if it's undefined. So if you have a defined throat, you're probably a little more suited for regular use of your voice in something like a podcast. If you're a manifester or a manifesting generator, you're going to have what we call a motor defined to your throat. That means that you take action very, very quickly. You can take something from this divine inspiration that boom, hits like that and bring it to form through your voice very quickly. So for you, podcasting is super sexy. Because that's how you're designed to communicate. You're designed to take these ideas and whoosh, put them out into the planet, bring those ideas into form. And it may be really easy for you to do that. If you have an undefined throat, so if that center is white in your design, your energy is more variable in that throat center. Anywhere that you're undefined, the energy is not consistent. Nothing is good or bad, it just is. But what may work better for you is having a guest podcast strategy. So maybe you go on a podcast tour of sorts. Maybe you're pitching yourself to podcasts who are complementary to your niche neighbors. And instead of having your own podcast, you guest. Doesn't mean you can't have your own podcast if you have an undefined throat. Some of the people with undefined throats that I work with prefer to bring their podcasts out in seasons. Now in the bro marketing space, you're going to hear, you can't have seasons because people aren't going to follow along with you. Let me introduce you to a little show you may have heard of called Yellowstone. People wait for the new seasons of their favorite shows to come out. So that's the thing about leveraging your human design to build your business, is that you get to do it your way. There's no one size fits all. So you can absolutely release seasons in your podcast. Think of mini series. How could you package 4, 6, 8, 10 episodes together in a little package and then be done with it? Maybe you batch that content all out when that throat energy feels like it's there, when you have something to say. And then you can go quiet for a little while. And then you can record in the background again and release another season. It's really helpful to stay on a schedule. I'm not saying release a season today and then people never hear from you again, and 3 years from now you release another season, excuse me. Maybe you have a quarterly season. Like, you want people to be able to count on you when you're going to show up for them. You want them to know that, and your people will show up for you. I promise you, when you're honoring your human design, your people will show up for you. No one will listen. That was another fear that came up. What if I put this out there and nobody listens? I'm going to tell you a cold, hard truth about your podcast. You got to market it. Your podcast is not something that will just stand alone and magically people will find it. You're going to want to be marketing it across other channels. You're going to have to put some assets out with every episode that you release, wherever you are active on social media, on your website for sure. Maybe you have a blog, your email list. You're going to want to be talking about your podcast. You're going to want to be excited about this podcast of yours so that other people will feel excited as well. And it's going to take some time to develop a regular listenership. But you can do this. You have something to say. Which brings us to another point. One of the things that came up for people on this call yesterday was that they're afraid that they can't get to the point. Everybody's always told them to land the plane. They're talking around the mulberry bush. They're not getting to the point. And I want to invite you to explore the fact that just maybe your people are here for the way that you speak. That doesn't mean that you don't have some work to do around your voice and the wounding and the conditioning of your throat center. We all do. As I said in the beginning, I'm working with a voice coach. I've been working with her for over 6 months now. And the work that we do is not necessarily in me speaking. It's in me uncovering the gunk on my throat center, the wounding, the messages that I got for 50 years about my voice, so that I can actually say the thing that I came here to say without a filter, without that filter that is people-pleasing or conflict-avoiding or trying to prove myself or any of those things. And you will do that work too. And you're going to do that work as you build your podcast, because action is what it takes to actually start to unpack those wounds. You're not going to do it in the closet hiding away by yourself, talking to your journal. You're going to do it out in front, because I know that you are the leader that is here to do good work on the planet. So we all have different kinds of wounding on our voice. Some of us, we need to be able to take up the space to actually expand on our thoughts. And sometimes we talk around the mulberry bush and can't land the plane because we're just trying to fill up the ethers over explaining ourselves. There's many reasons this can be happening. Another thing that I want you to think about is your circuitry. Abstract circuitry, if you have some collective circuitry in your human design, and please don't worry if you're new to human design and you're like, oh my gosh, what is she talking about? There are episodes and other content that I have where we can go into the circuitry. I'll pop a blog post for you in the show notes so that you can go back to this and read that if you want to. So abstract circuitry tends to speak in a roundabout way. Abstract circuitry looks at the past and brings it forward so that people can learn from it. And that takes some going around the mulberry bush. That is a lot of the circuitry that I have. Logic circuitry is very linear. It's point A to point B, and then you're done. So there's no right or wrong again in this. It just is. That's how you actually are designed to communicate. That's some of the ways that you are designed to communicate. Human design is so nuanced. There are so many pieces. These are just little bite-sized chunks for you as we go through. So I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on IG. I'm Vicky.Dixon on IG. I'm going to put my speak pipe in the comments for you as well, in the show notes for you as well here, so that you can reach out to me and let me know what it is that holds you back from actually bringing your podcast into the world. I'd love to hear from you, the podcast that you're dreaming of, the ideas that you have, what's stopping you from making that happen, so that we can work through it together. I'm happy to have these conversations because I love nothing more than helping you to build the business that you were designed for. Oh, actually, there's something that I need to tell you about that I haven't really been talking about on the podcast before we stop. And that is that the new support system for your business is ready and open for you. This is called Designed to Profit. It is a membership for you when you are ready to step away from all of the bullshit online that is telling you that you have to have this laptop lifestyle where you're going to make seven figures and sit on the beach and makes you feel like there's something wrong with you if you're not making that kind of money in your business and everything isn't easy. You're not just laying on a bed full of dollar bills counting your money. This is where we build sustainable businesses. Enrollment is open only until May 27th. This membership is not open all the time. It's for you if you are ready to call in the support that you need to actually get the systems in place to scale your business. Here we marry spiritual truths with human design with practical strategies. I'm bringing all of me into this membership so that I can help you to build your sustainable business. If that sounds good to you, check out the link in the show notes.